Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. And in these snowy, wintry days, may the warm breath of the Spirit enfold you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the slowly but surely getting vaccinated people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, February 21st, the first Sunday in Lent, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. Gracious God, our way in the wilderness, guide us by your word through these 40 days of Lent, and minister to us with your Holy Spirit, so that we may be reformed, restored, and renewed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's first reading comes from the first book of our Bible. It's the Genesis story of the Great Flood. After the flood, which was caused by 40 days of rain, by the way, after the flood, God establishes a new covenant with humanity, making a new creation. Listen now for God's word from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth," God said. "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth," God said to Noah. "This is the sign of a covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." So ends our first reading. The season after Epiphany always starts with the story of Jesus' baptism, in which a heavenly voice declares Jesus to be God's son. This year, Lent also opens with that story, but this time it's read in order to give some context to the story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. Although, as you'll hear, Mark doesn't actually give us all that much background. Reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Listen again for God's word to us today. "In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased.' And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.